Yeah, I'm all right, sir. How are you?
I'm going over your budget over here and telling them how pleased I was with Charlie Schultz and Joe Califano and Elmer Stotts on what you were doing. Yeah. But I really want you to talk to your boys, and anything that you can do, these special rates or these tours or these scenic resorts or any other damn thing to make a package out of them, do it. I notice that they tell me that they got a proposal for you now. American Airlines hits New York and they take any foreigner, send them anywhere in their system. They send them to TVA, to Nashville, and they take them on to Dallas, Kennedy Memorial, and they go to Alamo, and then they go to Los Angeles and Beverly Hills, and they go to St. Louis, and they come back to Chicago and New York for $250. Well, it cost them that one outfit to go out. If we can get any way to get these damn foreigners come in here and get a blanket thing without having to have a computer and an adder and so forth, just make them do it. We lost $2 billion last year on balance payments. We just got to make these hotels and these airlines pick it up. I noticed in my state you loud damn fella that never ridden on a airline before, 70, 80, and 90%, I don't know how many of them never have. They can get on it and ride to every jerk stop in the state. Nobody'd go except jerks, but there are a lot of good places they see for $25, ride the whole damn line.
That's right, one time.
And that's good, and that gets them to riding that they've never ridden before, and gets them to talking, gets them to moving, and it brings them in, and then they catch another line, come east, and try to figure out things like that that some of these Europeans are doing. Don't let Pan American just say, oh, well, hell, let's make them go abroad. Let's find some ways to take them to these Big Bend parks in Texas and see the Alamos and to go on out to Beverly Hills and come back to St. Louis and to go over to Chicago. And let's keep them just trotting all over this damn country and any way in the world you can.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm working on that, and I'm more pleased than I can tell you that your interest in it. And I'm going, Jake Jacobson spoke to me about it one day at the end of last week, and I'm going to, if I may, send you a memorandum in a day or two, sort of very briefly giving you some of the highlights of what's going on in this deal. And I'm making speeches to them, and I'm trying to find ways to do more than make speeches, to give them some kind of pocketbook incentive to do this kind of thing. And I think we can get a lot of it done, Mr. President, I really do. And in addition to getting people from abroad to come to the United States, I think it's very important for us to try to get them to encourage our own people to do their vacation traveling inside of this country. Instead of telling them all the time about the wonders of these foreign countries.
Well, everybody's against you the other day in something. I've forgotten, some Canada,
well,
British or something.
It was in this field. It's a British independent air carrier arranged to next year bring up to 14 charter flights of people from Britain. Tourists coming over here, take them back on an all-expense tour.
I read that.
And that was just the kind of thing that you wanted done.
I did, and I overrode Charlie Schultz and everybody else around here and just did it myself. And I just want to do it some more, and I wish you'd just find more of them like that.
Well, so far as the morale around this board is concerned, your action there did an awful lot of good, because we had worked real hard to get that one to you, and if you'd gone the other way, it would have taken some of the heart out of my people, I'm afraid. So I'm awfully glad that...
Get them to figure out some other plans. Get them to figure out some ideas. Get some of these jerks that come in and want to start something new. You can't tell. C.R. Smith started the American Airlines, a little jerk outfit down in Austin and Fort Worth, Texas, and it grew into it. There'll be some more that are doing it. One thing I noticed, there's not enough charter flights. Hell, we can't even get a plane now for the White House press to bring them back from Austin. The 50 people waiting there. If we don't give them a week's notice and then beg and crawl on our belly, and what happened last night, I had to haul them myself, my own airplane.
Yes,
yeah, that's right. And We ought to do more to sponsor this charter stuff. And if they haul these kids around this country and come see the Capitol and go up to Army Navy games and wherever they haul them, they'll have less money to go abroad. And I just wish you'd loosen them up and put some premiums and tell these these little carriers to get in the charter business, some of these feeder lines. Now, how much charter work you got, and I'll approve some special trips for you and let you go down and pick up people at Acapulco and bring them to San Antonio instead of taking them to San Antonio to Acapulco all the time. And I like the idea you sent Branny Finn to Acapulco, although it's taking money out of our country and sent it in there. You moved them in quick and moved people back and forth. And I like to see these new ideas, and you can see what you're doing with modernization. Your damn branded stocks jumped from 27 to 70.
Well, I'm needling these carriers, including Braniff, about the advertising they do in foreign countries to persuade people to come to the United States.
That's good.
And they're
that's
doing
good.
Some of it. I
that's
them,
good.
They sent me a great big stack of stuff. It's all written in Spanish, and I can't read it. But I could tell this is what it's about.
What I do every time Branny asked me for something, I'd say, okay, how many did you bring to the United States? I see how many you took to Peru, and how many you took to Colombia, and how many you took to Rio in your ads, how many Americans you took down there to give them our dollars, but how many did you bring up here? And say, just keep them constantly aware of this.
Well, they're cooperating about this, and Delta is good about it, and I think the others are going to be coming along. Most of these things, the carriers themselves have to do it. So we have to try to persuade them.
Oh, yeah, but you can do it. You can take them to lunch and say, now, Harding, how much I see you got new uniform, that's good, and I see you got new music on there, and you got your plane painted, and that's caused people to talk about it. But what I want to know is, what are you doing about hauling them around your own country? And if you allow one, you first thing you have him, he'll be hauling them on his system for $100, and we'll just have them traveling.
Well, we'll.
And we'll be going to De Gaulle's hotels and eating De Gaulle's food and leaving their money. We left $2 billion over there last year. We'd have a surplus except for these damn tourists that are going over on Pan American and these foreign airlines. So you just get every new idea you can. When some of them come in here, well, you stir them up and tell these damn fellas, I don't care if they lose money, these big ones. Just let them haul them all over their route for whatever, for a wing and a prayer, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll
tell you what a hotel did at home. They told the White House press, said, now, we don't have any conventions Christmas. We got a bunch of empty rooms, and you stand with us, and it's nice. You bring all your families, and we'll give them a free trip Christmas. And that's a damn good thing for a hotel, and the press is going to bring your wife and kids and go down there and spend Christmas, so forth. Now, airlines can't do it free, but I wouldn't give a damn if the father's going somewhere if they took the whole family for 20% extra. Let them learn how to ride and let them haul all their damn kids on it in airplanes. They got an empty plane going anyway. I'm in the advertising business. We do a good many things, those extra periods that are not sold at night. We give them and trade them and do a lot of things with them. These empty seats that are not used in certain periods, I'd like them to, the days when they're weak, I'd like to load them down and get people actively and moving and talking and communicating, and there'll be a few trades made on that plane and be a few women go to bed on it, and there'll be a lot of things happening if you get the activity moving around, and maybe an old boy get drunk or two, you can't tell, but.
Yes, well, they fly around on the average with 55% of their seats filled and 45% of them.
Well, let's fill those 40. Let's don't fill them 100%. Let's put 40% more of that 55. That'll give them 95%. But when a fellow wants to go to Texas to spend Christmas with his mother, tell him if he wants to haul all of his family, he can do it for an extra 20% on a certain day. And that'll get him really busy, and then he won't be running over to Paris.
We're pushing them that way, and they're moving a little bit, and they ought to be moving a lot faster, and then we're going to keep pushing.
Well, just tell the Branny folks when you're talking to them off the record that Harding Lawrence is new and novel, and just say, well, now, the Americans taking everybody all over the United States, wherever their line runs, you just can't, you can ride day and night as long as you can stand it, $250.
Well, Branny has this kind of a thing already.
Oh, they do?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All
but right. They are available only to people from outside the United States.
Well, let's find something to see what
so
they can do
I'm
on them.
I'm telling them that that's fine, but they ought to also do it for people who live in the United States so they can do their own traveling at
that's
home
right.
instead of going abroad and spending their
money. Do it and just that.
I think this is the biggest part of this, Mr. President. You know, our people, fortunately, have more money than other people.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that do the traveling.
Well, just,
so I think we need to push real
let's
hard.
Just tell them, let's concentrate in these centers, New York, Chicago, and Washington, and say, let's see your own country, and we'll let you go every place our line runs for X dollars.
And there's another thing that might be of interest to you, and I think we could certainly need some help on. That is a lot of American corporations give trips to their employees, vacation trips, conventions, and things of that kind. And they send an awful lot of them outside the country to Japan, Europe, and other places. And it seems to me that we ought to encourage them to hold more of their conventions, more of their employee meetings in the United States.
I work on the business council on that, but you work on this other thing, like this idea of that we've just been talking about.
All right. Sir.
Take them to lunch, make them go out with you, and then send me some more of those plans over here like that when you had the other day, and I'll approve them.
All right. If I can, I'm going to send a memorandum over there just to tell you some of the things we're doing. If you have a chance to look at it, it'll be fine.
I will. I'll read it. I'm interested. Make your examiner's work a little later and get rid of your cases as quick as you can. And that's it. The two things I want CAB to do is decide the cases as quick as possible. Don't let them stay there years and years and years. And the second thing is try to really make them put in some novel new programs and plans. Because I saw this American plan that you could go all over the damn system, $250, and I'd like to do it myself. I'd like to go to New York, come to Washington, go to St. Louis, go to Dallas, go to Los Angeles, come back to Chicago. And I'd feel like I'd get about $700 worth of travel for about $250.
Well, we'll sure will.
Make some of them do it, Charlie.
Sure will. Now, can I ask you a question,
yeah.
sir? How you feel?
Fair.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad it's that good, and I hope it'll keep up.
Are you in good shape?
I'm all right, I think. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Right.